Well, John, you've experienced a huge high on Saturday with a win at Southend, and then that tonight. What's your reaction?
I thought it looked like we didn't have any legs tonight. I thought they looked fresh, sharper than us. I think it was probably a game too far for a couple of our players tonight. And Rochdale can play with that energy. We know that. But we couldn't play with the energy that we usually do. And no excuses. I just thought we looked very lethargic and leggy tonight. If you like that, the penalty might have changed things a little bit. But obviously, I'm not going to stand here and really defend. It's just I'm not going to throw the lads under the bus because they've just been kicked in the teeth again. But I think in general, when it settles down and the emotion settles down, I thought it was probably a game too far for a couple of our lads tonight.
And ideally, you could have done with winning this game 3-0. And if you had to lose 3-0 at Southend on Saturday, when you know you only got 100 people there, I suppose.
Well, 3 points the same, isn't it? So we've got 3 points from two games. It'd have been 3 points from two games. So that doesn't change anything for me.
No, but what I'm saying is that more of the fans, your own fans, saw this performance tonight rather than the handful that went to Southend.
That's life, isn't it? That's it. Life's never ideal. It doesn't work like that, Rob, does it? Of course, if you any scenario in hindsight, but then we've just been beat 3-0 by the bottom of the table, so I'm not going to try and paint over the cracks for that one. It looks like a poor result, and it was. So I didn't catastrophise tonight, and I didn't sensationalise on Saturday. We have to just brush ourselves down, and this is what I do. And I said to the players, now you have to show some mettle now, because now you've put yourself under a bit of pressure again. This was a chance to really cement your place in the top. You didn't take it, but I'm still going to defend my players, because I just thought they wanted it, but they didn't have it in their legs tonight. And it was a little bit of a fear that I had before it, but when you've just win 3-0, you give the lads another chance. So I'm certainly not going to blame the players for tonight. I think it's a collective. And as the manager, I'll take the criticism for that.
And you tried to freshen it up. You made your changes fairly early in the game as well to try and get back into things, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, but it didn't have the impact. I thought when they've got something to hold on to and they can kill the game, then Keith knows how to do that. He's an experienced manager. And it was difficult then. Yeah, of course, the penalty chance may have, but I've just said to Erhan, you can't be as high as you were after a hat-trick and be so down after that. What makes good players is what you do next. It's your reactions to disappointment in life, not the reactions after life's rosy and you've scored three. So I want to see a reaction from me as well, and I'm sure he will. And on Thursday, we have to get ready because we've got to go to Shrewsbury. We're having a real top season, so I can't sulk for too long. I have to be proactive and move forward.
And you stayed out there at the end as well. It would have been easy just to shake Keith Hill's hand and walk down the tunnel, but you stayed on the pitch to congratulate the Rochdale players as well.
Yeah, of course, because they put in a good performance tonight, and I've got to be respectful to the referee and the officials as well. I do it every week, so I can't change whether I'm winning or losing. This is how I decide to be as a person and as a manager. So, of course, I don't mind staying out there and having criticism. The fans, like always, all year, they've got a right to, and I'll never say anything bad about the fans. They've got a right to. If you're getting beat 3-0 at home, then of course I'm going to come under criticism.